Chinese media are reporting that anti-terrorism authorities in Xinjiang have broken up at least 5 alleged terrorist attacks on civilians since last month's riots in Urumqi. Anti-terrorism sources gave few details about the nature of the attacks, but did say the plots targeted civilians in 4 cities in Xinjiang. Reports did not say how many were involved and only added that authorities confiscated guns, knives, explosives, and other materials that advocated violence and terrorism. News of the alleged plots come as Chinese state media have unleashed a new offensive against exiled Uyghur leader Rabia Qadir, releasing a letter from her family members still in China and television interviews of them blaming her for last month's deadly riots. The letter was reportedly penned by close relatives of Qadir, including 2 of her children. Qadir's son Alim, her daughter Roshingal, and brother Mehmet also gave interviews that were broadcast on Chinese state television, as well as criticizing her and accusing separatists of using the international media to stir up ethnic unrest in China. Bruce Jacobs, a professor of Asia languages and studies at Australia's Monash University, says it's clear to him that the statements were coerced out of Qadir's family members.
Very early on, the Chinese started talking about Rabia Qadir as the great splittist and great orchestrator of all these demonstrations. And what was ironic to me was how much this paralleled what they had said about the Dalai Lama. It was nonsense with regard to the Dalai Lama, and it was also nonsense with regard to Rabia Qadir.
Jacob says China makes such statements about Tibet's exiled spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, and Qadir to cover up what he says is the huge repression that is going on in both areas. After arriving in Australia Tuesday, Qadir told reporters in Sydney that she believes the Chinese government forced 2 of her children to speak against her. She says that if they had not, their lives would be in jeopardy. She says they are both in prison in China, where one was convicted of tax evasion and the other of subversion. Qadir was once a successful businesswoman and a member of China's legislature, but she fell out of the government's favor after criticizing its policies. After spending 6 years in prison in China, she resettled in the United States and is now the head of the exile group, the World Uyghur Congress. She is currently in Australia to attend the Melbourne International Film Festival, which will feature a documentary about her life. Her appearance at the festival has become a point of controversy for some of its participants from China, and several Chinese filmmakers have yanked their films in protest. China has also made repeated requests to the Australian government to refuse her a visa. Chinese authorities say the early July riots in Xinjiang left nearly 200 people dead and more than 1,600 injured. They also say they have detained more than 1,700 suspects in the aftermath of the unrest. William Ide, VOA News, Hong Kong.